let me imagine before we say Ra. So we saw in the Zirik Mitochot, the Tosus learns it's a Gzeira. In the case of Kov Moksulim, it's a Gzeira that you might rely on these Edim Leraya. That's Pasul Leraya because they're Edim Sulim. In the case of Shugol Lishma, Tosus works out that the Gzeira is Chasim Ma'atuk Siva. Sima Shugol Lishma, Ma'atuk Siva Shugol Lishma. That's Tosus' approach. There is a approach that Rishonim mentioned here, the Ramban, others, and this truth is what I'm mentioning right now. We're going to get into more in depth. We see the Tosus Mitzvah Shem starting tomorrow, the Tosus de Kaimalon. But we already touched on it yesterday, we saw the Rashba. The Shitas Harif is the following, that even though Rav Elazar says Ede Mesira Karati, which means that you don't need Edi Chasima, and Rav Meir, of course, argues and says you need Edi Chasima, but Rav Elazar would agree that if you have Edi Chasima alone, that would also be fine. In other words, Edi Mesira Karati doesn't mean that Edi Chasima themselves are no good. Edi Mesira can also do it without Edi Chasima. But Edi Chasima without Edi Mesira, Rav Elazar would agree, is fine. Tosfos disagrees, and that will see Mi'at Hashem starting tomorrow. The Tosfos de Kaimel and Tosfos Shita is that you must have Edi Mesira according to Rav Elazar. The only function of Edi Chasima is what? Edi Chasima, I'll give you a raya. What is the raya? The raya is that Mestama, we have to, therefore, we're led to assume if we have Edi Chasima that there was a proper Mesira. Meaning that the Mesira was Bifnei Shnayim and so on. But Shitas Tosfos is that you must have Edi Mesira according to Rav Elazar. The Edi Chasima can work only as a raya. Again, the Shita Sarif, we'll see more at length, is that Edi Chasima can work equally, but so can Edi Mesira. So according to the Rif, the Rishonim have a very simple way to explain the Gemara, to explain the concept of the Mezuyit Mitocha. What is Mezuyit Mitocha? Let's talk about the classic case. The classic case of Mezuyit Mitocha is Karab Pasul. So what's the problem? The problem is that if you allow a get, even if you have Edi, or Star, if you have Edi Mesira, but I have Edi Chasima that Karab Pasulim, so what could happen is you can rely on these Edim without Edi Mesira, not just Raya. You can rely on them and you can have a Shtar, a Kinyan, take place, or a Get. In the case of a Get, you can have the Edi Chasima summing on a Get without Edi Mesira. And since in the case like that, certainly you have a problem because these Edim are Pasul. If they were Kasher, it would be fine. But if they're Pasul, right, it's not good. Therefore, we can't allow Edi Chasima, that apostle, even if I have Edi Mesira, because I could be led to be somech on these Edi Chasima, not just with Raya, but according to Rav Elazar, according to the Rif, you could rely on Edi Chasima alone. If I have Edim Surim, so then I could rely on these Edim Surim without Edi Mesira, which is certainly no good. Whereas if they were kosher, it would be fine, but I wouldn't realize. Therefore, Mizuyit Mitocha. Says the Ramban, say the Rishonim, Memela, we can explain very partially what Agamah means as well. The Chesaron of Mizuyit Mitocha Bashar Oishma is the same issue. In other words, what is the point here? If I have Edei Chasima alone, without Edei Mesira, so Rav Elazar would be a Moda, says the Rif, that Edi Chasima would also be sufficient without Edi Mesira, but in a case like that, would I need Lishma on the Chasima? So the Rishonim assume, yes, you should need Lishma on the Chasima. Because in a case where the Edi Chasima are making the star, certainly that's part of the din of a Chasam Lo Lishma. And therefore, the din of the Tocha means very simply, that if I have Edi Mesira, but I also have Edi Chasima Shalom Lishma, so now it's possible because I might rely on the Edi Chasima, on such Chasimos, Shalom Lishma, to make a get. Which is certainly no good. Because I need Chasim Lishma if I don't have Edi Mesira. And given the fact that I need Lishma, I didn't have Edi Mesira, therefore Mizuyit Mitocha says that even with Edi Mesira, I'm not allowed to use the get. This is therefore the way that many Rishonim learn up in the problem of Zayit Mitocha, which therefore means that the following: if I have Ede Mesira and Ede Chasima, that's Mizuyit Mitocha, if it's Chasima Shelo Lishma. If I don't have Ede Mesira and I have Ede Chasima Shelo Lishma, what would that be? That would be Pasul, more than Pasul, that would be no get me the rice. This is what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look, if you have the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu Nichtav Lishmo, Im Lochasmu Ha'edim Lishmo, Im Nasnu La Velo Edim Mesira, Ain No Get. Right? If I have just Edei Chasima and no Edei Mesira, and it's not signed Lishma, it's not a get. Ain't no get means zero. What about if I had Edei Mesira? The Innasnura the Edei Mesira, Hareza Pasul. What's Pasul? Pasul means Midrabana. What's that? That's Mizuyit Mitoch. Then there's a sheet of the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Yesh Omnim, Shigamze Eino Get. So here you have a sheet of the Chudeshes. But Mizuyat Mitoko is actually a Dindo Reis. Even though I don't need the Chasima, I have the Mesira here, in the case where I have the Mesira, with Mishnayim. But if I have a Chasima Psula, it's Eino Get. It's Pasul Midrais. So that's the Yesh Omnim of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Rambam also quotes such a shita. He doesn't agree with it. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Gerush and Halacha Ches that Yesh mi she'omer b'mchasmu ha'edim shelo lishma hol v'hum ki mizuyit mitocho reza get batel. Get batel always means the raisa. The Rambam disagrees. It's not mamish mizuyif to be get batel. So here you have this shita. The Rif also quotes this shita in the last parak in Gittin, that mizuyif mitocho is actually din del raisa, but that does not seem to be the way that we hold. The Yesh Omim is brought in Shulchan Aruch, but the main shita brought first is that mizuyif mitocho is a din derabanan, meaning that you might come to rely on them, since you could rely on Edei Chasima alone. But what about if I don't have Edei Mesira? That already is clear. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? If you don't have Edei Mesira and the Chasima was Shelo Lishma, that's already in again. That's what you have in the Shulchan Aruch. If there is Edei Mesira, then you have two shitas. The first shita says it's pasul, the other shita says it's ain't no get at all. Yeah.
Just a technical question. Isn't it very unlike the Rambam to bring in a shita and then just
to use it? You do find it though. I can't tell you how many times, but the Rambam does. Especially if that shita is a shita sa gaonim. So the Rambam does, you know, acknowledge it. The Rif too. I mean, the gaonim obviously were, you know, carried away. So the Rambam will sometimes say, hold rabosai, X, Y, Z, I don't agree with them. You do find the Rambam in numerous contexts. Again, I never counted. But yeah. Now, take a look. The Gra, there's a couple of things in this Gra that are very, very difficult. I just want to be ma'or the olam to see it. And a lot of times I tell you, if I don't have a teretz to something, if you have a teretz, any time of day or night, you can call me and with a teretz on this. It's mamisha, a very difficult goan. You see a couple points here in the Gra. Again, if it's a little bit easier to read it from the page with the bank of Rambam, there are a couple more copies if people would rather have it from this page. If not, you can strain your eyes on the sheet with the Shulchan Aruch. This is Os Ches in the Gra. The Dibur Maschel with the Grav, the Yesh Omrin. This is the Yesh Omrin that the Shita that the Shulchan Aruch brings. Shigamze Enoget, and in the equivalent in the Rambam, right? That the Rambam brings such a Shita, Yesh Misha Omer, and the Rambam disagrees. So this is basically the Rambam who says that it's not a Pseudo Raisa, it's only Pasul Midrayan. Zak the Grav. So let's start with the Grav here. He quotes, he said in the Frankel Rambam, they quote you the Shulchan Aruch as well, as you can see, and then it says, Divrei HaRambam Nechonim, right? See, everyone see it? Divrei HaRambam Nechonim. Mima She'amru Shem, there are a lot of abbreviations here, so we'll have Mifaneach here. Mima She'amru Yudam Beis. V'Halav, does anyone know what you should fill in there? The Gemara Yudam Beis, Moraz Akasha there. Rav Shinman says that if you have Chasimos Akum, on again, it's kosher. Back to Gemara, Ba'alav, B'nei Krisus Ninu. And the Gemara answers, Rav Simon with Yar, the Sitaso Shel, so Rav Elazar, that what? The Edei Nisira Karati. Check the Gemara on that. But that's not good enough, Rav Simon. Just because of Rav Elazar, but wait a second, Bahama Ravaba. No, what's missing in the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't quote the whole Gemara. What does the Gemara ask? So Rav Simon holds that if you have non-Jewish signatures on the get, it's fine as long as they have Edei Nisira. Fact the Gemara that you may be Zai Ve Ha'amar Rav Abba Moda Owen Zuzi Tocho and for the Gemara Chamaya Skinan the Shem was Mu Pakim. That's the God. That's not Chamaya Skinan Bechula. The Shem was Mu Pakim. You won't rely on these signatures, rely on them for whatever, which is the problem with Zuzi Tocho, that you're going to rely on them. Raya, the Kenyan, the Garrison, whatever the Gzera will be, but it doesn't exist here because I know that these are non-Jews. Therefore, I won't come to Rosh. So what do you see in the Gemara? The first, the Mezuzah Mitocho is nothing more than what? Than what? The Rabbana. So that's the Gruz Raya, right, against this, against the Shita that says that it's a derice. The Im Isa, says the Gruz. The Moda Rav Abba, Hecha Deika Eden. The tzorach lishma midol raisa. If you tell me that when you have edim asira, nevertheless you still need lishma midol raisa, heichi machshirin. How can we machshir with what? With shemus mufakim. The fact remains, you have a problem of lishma here. Hanachri adaita dinafshi avid k'mash amu sham chavgim amir aleph. That you have a shalol lishma here. So you need lishma midol raisa. If you hold, you need Lishma, in every case, you need Chasima Lishma, even with Eidim Asira, then what's the Gemara solving the problem? The fact remains, you don't have Chasima Lishma. Now, listen to what the Gemara says now. Veli Nira. So what the Gemara is really, so he's pointing out again, that you don't need Chasima Lishma Midaraisa if there are Eidim Asira. And Shalom Lishma, with the Arden Sira, it's only going to be a problem of a Drabbanan. That's Mizuit Mitochum, a Drabbanan, Zera. But what about a case where I don't have Edim Sira? What did we say in the Shulchan Aruch, Mefurish? If I don't have Edim Sira, I have just Edi Chasima, then for certain Edi Chasima, Lishma Midaraisa. Right? That case that Rav Elazar agrees to with Edi Chasima, but that you need Lishma. Now the Grat says something against the Shulchan Aruch, which is not uncommon. Again, I can't tell you how many times. The Gemara does argue in Shulchan Aruch, based on his understanding of the Gemara and the Rishonim. Veli nira, the af. This is veli nira, the af. Im ein edei mesira. Even if there are no edei mesira, ein tzarech lishma midoraisa. You do not require lishma min haTorah at all, even without edei mesira. According to Rav Elazar, why? Kevan the Vikasav Lokai Achasima Klal. Because the Kasav does not go to Chasima, only goes on Ksivas again. In Elizabeth Rosh, Vachasima de Get, Eino Ella Midin Staros. Wow. What does that mean? The din of Chasima gets only Midin Staros. Only Midin Staros. Understand. Rav Meir holds that Chasima does need Lishma. What? Rav Meir holds that Chasima the Get is what? Is special by Get? Rav Meir's point is everywhere that you need Chasima, right? The Machokis is everywhere. And yet you only need Lishma, you need Lishma by Get. What does the Gra mean? Chasima the Get ain't El Midin Staros. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? No, the point the Gemara is probably making is that it doesn't go into what word? Chasima de Get. It doesn't go into the word Vikasav. Yeah. It doesn't go into Vikasav. A star needs Chasima. A star works with Chasima. But that doesn't go into the Vikasav. And Kodra Meir, the definition of Vikasav is the Chasima. But okay, but the word the Rashna Grado, I don't exactly what the way he phrases it. Get ain't on me didn't start. But that's not what I'm driving at. Right, that's so far. But the Gra's tremendous chiddush. You don't need chasima with small coins to have a razor, even if I don't have Eidim Mesira, even though they work. And they're making the gap. But you don't need the lishma here. The chasima is midin shtaris, it doesn't go into the mekasa. Now the Gra brings a raya. Now listen to this raya. V'zeh sheparech sham, dav gimel. This is the meaning of the Gemara's kasha. Now we go back to the beginning of the sugya. The Gemara says, man, what does the Gemara say? Man haitana de what? According to Rabbah, that says, that's because of lishma. Man haitana de bai, ksiv lishma, ubai chasim lishma, b'fa nechta p'ay nechtam, who is it? The Gemara says, i rab meir, chasim lishma, bai ksiv lo bai. And i rab alaza, ksiv abai, chasim lo bai. The Kohen Rabbalazi should only require Ksiva Lishma and not require Chasima Lishma. That's what the Gemara asks. The Lo Mishani Kahai Gavna. And the Gemara doesn't answer like this case. What is the Gemara's point? What should the Gemara answer? That you know why you need Defani Nechtam and Fani Nechtam? You need Ksiva and Chasima Lishma? Because we're dealing with a case that what? That there's just Eidei Chasima, not Eidei Mesira. In which case, what should do? What's the assumption of the Gra? In which case, what? So then I'll need forever Raza. I'll need Ksiva Lishma too. So the Gra is assuming number one, that even though there's no Eidei Mesira, just Eidei Chasima, I still need a Ksiva Lishma, but I would also need Chasima Lishma because there's no Eidei Mesira. So the Gra is assuming that in a case like that, you should need Ksiva Lishma and Chasima Lishma. And that should be the Gemara's teretz, that the case is without Eidei Mesira, and then you'll need Ksiva Lishma too, but you'll also need Chasima Lishma, like the Shulchan Aruch says. The Kretna, all this we'll see in Rishonim in just a minute. Is it so pashit in a case like this that you need both? The Shulchan Aruch says you need Chasima Lishma, according to Rav Elazar, if I have no Eidei Mesira. What do I need Chasima Lishma? So what did you see Rabbeinu say in the Rishonim about this? So the Rabban assumes, yes, for sure, unique Siva Lishma. What about the Ritva? Remember, so the Ritva Rabbeinu said? We'll see ourselves in a few minutes. But the Ritva, the third thing he says, this Raya of the Gra is already in the Rishonim. This point of the Ritva, of the Gra is in the Rishonim. So we have to see, you know, Rishonim deal with this question. The Gra brings it as a Raya, yeah? Again, the Raya of the Gra. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you have Eidei Chasima without Eidei Mesira, says the Shulchan Aruch, then you certainly will need Chasima Lishma. If you don't have it, it's a get bottle. Ain't no get. The Gra says, I disagree. The Gra says, if you have Eidei Chasima and no Eidei Mesira, according to Rabbi Lazar, you don't need Lishma. The din of Chasima is midin shtaris, he calls it. It doesn't go into the Bechasav, and I don't need Lishma in the Chasima. The Gra says, I have a right from the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, who is the Morte of the Mishnah that says, Vanech Vanech Nechtam, Iva Velazar, Ksiva Lishma Bai, Chasima Lo Bai. Let the Gemara answer, what's the case that you need Vanech Vanech Nechtam, you need Ksiva and Chasima, what's the case? Ki Hagavna! What's Ki Hagavna? That what I don't have, Eidei Mesira, in which case I will need Chasima Lishma, but certainly I'll also need what? Ksiva Lishma. Why doesn't I say that? So what do I see? That you never need what? You never need Chasima Lishma, according to Rabbi Lazar. That's what the Gemara can say. Ksiva Lishma Bari, Chasima Lo Bari. I, in a case with no Eidei Mesira, you should be Ksiva Lishma. Not true. You never need Chasima Lishma. Keep this raya right now in your back pocket. We're going to return to this in just a minute. We'll finish the Gra. We'll come to the Rishonim in a second. This kasha that the Gra asks to use as a raya to his shita is already discussed in the Rishonim. I gave it to you in the Marmakomas, the Ramban, the Ritva. The Gra uses this kasha as a raya that you don't need Chasima Lishma even if I don't have Eidei Mesira. Because the Gemara doesn't want to simply answer in such a, they're talking about such a case. Okay. One thing. But then go on in the Gra. So the Gra is trying to support this shita, that you never need Chasima Lishma according to Rabbi Lazar, even without Eidei Mesira, even though Eidei Mesira are not needed if I have Eidei Chasima, because Rabbi Lazar would agree, this is shita sereh. Remember, Tosis doesn't accept this. This is why I don't understand the next one of the Gra. The Gra is further. First, v'chein b'kam mekomos. Again, I'll give you $100 if you tell me what he's referring to. V'chein b'kam mekomos. Bli neder, right? V'chein b'kam mekomos. Yeah. Okay, you're gonna hold me to this. V'chein b'kam mekomos means at least two. Okay. V'chein b'kam mekomos. It's not 50 for one place. You need to give me two rayas. B'kam mekomos. Right. The Gra says, and many. I have many other places that will indicate what. That you don't need chasima l'shma for Rav Elazar any time, even without Eidim Sira, even though they work, they don't need l'shma. That's the chen b'kam mekomos. Where, I don't know. The ayin, the Tosfos Dalet Amid Aleph, Dibur Hamaschil Moda. That's the Tosfos we just ended. Tosfos says, Avol Hacha. What is he quoting in Tosfos? Avol Hacha. What's the words of Tosfos? Avol Hacha. No, who can find the words that he's quoting? Avol Hacha. No, find the words. Avol Hacha. Those two words are Avol Hacha. Eidim Sheir. Eresh Achas Mishtor Oshma. Matakol Yisper HaNishma Choleim. What's the big deal? Just because of Shiloh Oshma. Alma, says the Gra from Tosis, what do I see? I feel below Eidim Mishira. Even without Eidim Mishira, Chlau, Kasim in the Torah, Rak mit Rabbanat, Kvashakasim Sham, Yishlomar, that's Xeva Atuksiva. Tosis says it's only Rabbanan, and Tosis says in the forest, because otherwise, what? That the essential Shiloh Shema matakoliyes. So what do you see? The Chasima Shiloh Shema, even without Eidim Mesira, is not a problem. I both say, what is this? Is a Medrash Priya, this Gra. A Medrash Priya. Why? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say, and why do the Rishonim say, the Shulchan Aruch who don't agree with the Gra? The Ramban, we'll see in a minute. The Ramban at the end. That Chasima needs l'shma when you don't have Eidim Mesira. Why is that? Why do they say that? Because they're going according to which mahalach, which shita. According to Rav Elazar, Eidim Mesira kaidi, but what about if I had Eidim Chasima alone and I didn't have Eidim Mesira? So that's the shita of the Rif, that Eidim Chasima would also be sufficient. The Eidim Chasima are also enough without Eidim Mesira. And therefore, if I don't have Eidim Mesira, they are now going to require Lishma. That would be part of the Bekasa. They're making the get. If I don't have Eidim Mesira, then the Eidim Chasima need Lishma. That's the Shita of the Rif. And that's why, since the Rif holds, you need that Eidim Chasima are sufficient. So therefore, in such a case, you need Lishma. But Tosis doesn't agree. This is what we'll see in Metz Hashem tomorrow, the Tosis de Kaimalan. Tosis holds that Eidim Mesira of Avalazar are indispensable. You must have Eidim Mesira. You can't have Eidim Chasim without Eidim Mesira. So for Tosis, what are you bringing Tosis in on this? Tosis is obvious. Tosis couldn't say that the Velazah should require Chasim of Mishma. If I don't have Eidim Mesira. Agav, I think I see also in the Gra that how he learned Tosis Kasha saying that there's absolutely no problem at all. That there's no problem in the Chasim at all. We were noted to say Pshat and Tosis that what? That Tosis means, I understand there's a Chasan here, that I mean, the Raisa should be in Lishma, but it shouldn't pass the Raya. That was the Lumpish of Pshat that we said in Tosis based on reading the Hoshana Rajma and Tosa Rash. I think in the Gra, and we said the Biskarav apparently went Pshat that way in Tosis. The Tosis was saying, I grant you that you need Lishma, and it's a problem that you don't have Lishma. But big deal, why is it a problem that's going to make it possible? The standard should have been Lishma, but I can imagine it's not here. What's the Gzeira here? So Tosis, assuming that it's not Pasal Araya. Yeah. The other way to learn is to Tosis is saying, Matakol Yesh, there's no problem here. You don't need Lishma. I think the Gra must have assumed that was what Tosis meant. That there's no need for Lishma. But even if I grant that already, I can hear that Tosis was asking. We also had such a Pshat in Tosis. But again, Tosis Lishitaso, I understand perfectly what Tosis could ask such a kasha. That according to Rav Elazar, Eidim Mesira are always necessary. So therefore, according to Rav Elazar, Eidim Chasima never work by themselves. So Eidim Chasima certainly don't need Lishma. Chasima doesn't need Lishma. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, that holds like the Rif, the Eidei Chasima are good enough according to Rav Elazar, then Chasima should need Lishma. So what do you bring from Tosfos? Alma, feel below Eidei Mesira cloud, Kashim Devei Torah. I don't know what to say. I don't know. Yeah, the Gra is trying to prove that when you have Eidei Chasima, even if there's no Eidei Mesira, so you don't need Lishma, according to Rav Elazar. Because Bekasav means only Ksiva and doesn't go on the Chasima. Chasima, the Gedi calls Midin Shtaris. So he brings one Raya from the beginning of the Gemara, that we'll return to in just a minute, and the other Raya from Tosfos. So I want to know, what is the Raya from Tosfos? He brings the words of Tosfos. That Tosfos says that here it's Shelo Lishma Mata Kol Yesh Bekach in this Mochalein. What's the problem? What's the problem with rely on them? So the Gra must have read in Tosfos. What's the problem if we rely on them? What do you mean? There's a big problem. If you rely on them without Eidei Mesira, then it's no good because Eidei Chasima alone need Lishma. He read that in the words of Tosfos. Mata kol yesh nismach aleihem. In other words, if I'm going to rely on these Eidei Chasima, if I'm accept Eidei Chasima with Eidei Mesira in the star, it's mizuyi b'tochol, because I could rely on these Eidei Chasima alone. Because in a case where they're by themselves and no Eidei Mesira, I'll need lishma, and here they're not lishma, so I'll think that you can have a chasima shelo lishma and use that to make a get. So it must mean that Eidei Chasima never need Lishma, even if there are no Eidei Mesira. That's what the Gra read in that line of Tosfos. Mata kol yesh nismach aleihem. No, mata kol, no, because the takala is. Again, how do all the Rishonim learn Pshat and Zayv Mitocho? That I might rely on the Eidei Chasima by themselves. They might rely on Eisim by themselves. And then that's certainly no good. You need Lishma. Tosfos says, Matakoli Yishin Nismachalei. So first of all, we said, so the point is, Tosfos doesn't agree with it. So the whole issue is, Tosfos means, in Nismachalei L'raya. So Tosfos is saying, why would there be a problem to rely on them L'raya? The Chasima is perfect. The Chasima is perfect. There's no reason to need Lishma. Why does Tosfos say that? Because Tosfos holds Eidei Chasima do not work by themselves. So that's what Tosfos would take as a Deva Pashut, that Eidei Chasima Shelo Lishma is nothing. There's no problem. There's no problem in Chasima Shelo Lishma. So therefore, there's no problem relying on them L'Raya either. But as far as the question of the Gra, the issue of the Gra is, if I could have Eidei Chasima alone that would work, where they need to be Lishma, I could certainly say, if that is true, the Eidei Chasima alone make the get, and Rav Elazar would agree that in that case you wouldn't need Eidei Mesira, then you certainly would require Lishma. I could argue very strongly. I, from Tosfos says, there's no Takala in this Machalayim. What do you mean there's a Takala? Rely on them? Rely on them for what? Tosfos means rely on them for Raya. Because that's the best Tosfos could be thinking about. Because Tosfos himself doesn't hold that Eidei Chasima would work independently to make a krisus. So Tosfos could say, for Raya, there's no problem. Masha'ekin, if you hold like the Rif, and you hold that Eidei Chasima work by themselves, by get, by shashtars, so then the point of Zayv Mitocho would mean that I could rely on them by themselves, and Shalom Lishma is a problem, because if they're not with Eidei Mesira, then they need Lishma. By get, that is, you need Lishma in a case where there's no Eidei Mesira. Where in the Tosfos do we see otherwise? Tosfos doesn't accept the Rif. Again, this will become clear when we see the next Tosfos, the Kaimelon. But this is clearly the Shita Sarif, that Eidei Chasima work by themselves for Evelazar too. That's where the Shulchan Aruch says that you can need a Chasima Lishma in such a case. But Tosfos doesn't agree with that. So for Tosfos, there's b'chal no raya to this issue. Tosfos doesn't speak to this question, because Tosfos doesn't accept that whole pshat. If Tosfos accepted the Rif, he could simply say pshat like that in the Mizuyi B'tocha. I don't know, the Gra somehow didn't see it this way. I don't understand. I just don't understand where he saw in Tosas Araya that Chasim that if you hold Edi Chasima work independently for Rav Elazar too, without Edi Mesira, you still don't need Lishma. Where do you see that in Tosas? Yeah.
Can we say for the Gra that that even though Edi Chasima tried to the Chisaron of Shalom Lishma is only Chisaron in the Raya, just like for Tosas.
But then what does that do with the issue that he's discussing? He's bringing Tosas as a right, as a point.
I mean, just like Edi Chasima Kadi, just like for Tosas Edi Nisir Kadi, and Lo Lishma in that respect is not a Chisaron. It's only a Chisaron like the Raya. So just like Tosas holds Edi Nisir Kadi, and Lo Lishma is only a problem.
Again. Tosas doesn't accept the whole notion that Edi Chasima could work to make Erishim.
Right, so it's only
but therefore, since Tosas doesn't hold that it would work to make Gerishin, if I would hold that Edi Chasima alone can make Gerishin, even without Edi Mesira, so then why can't you say you need Lishma then? Because after all, that's then they're making the Gerishin.
If you use Lishma as not having anything to do with causing Gerishin, just serving as Raya, then it's parallel to what Tosas is saying.
You mean the reason why the Gra says you never need Lishma is because it has to do with I understand. The question whether you need Lishma, what does that do with whether it's Kasha L'Raya, if it's Lo Lishma? The point is, do you need Lishma? What? If they're making the get, because I don't have any Nasira, without them the get would not be a get. And they sound Lo Lishma, the Gra says it's Kasha. He sees that in Tosas. I don't know where he sees it in Tosas.
I'm saying just like Tosas says that Shalol Lishma, that even with Shalol Lishma, it's going to be kosher because the problem is only for the problem only lies in the Raya.
Mm-hmm.
So too, even within the Grove, who holds the Chasidut, but the Lishma is not a problem in causing the Gerushin. Lishma is only a problem in serving as a Raya. So
to the contrary, Tosas was saying that it's not a problem in the Raya.
Wait, Tosas?
That's how we went to Tosas. There were two ways we went to Tosas. Either Tosas means it's a perfect Chasima, so there's nothing to talk about, or Tosas means it's an imperfect Chasima, but nevertheless, it shouldn't be possible Raya anyway. But either way, I think the Gra must have assumed the first way. Tosas was saying it's nothing wrong with a Chasima. But even with that, but Tosas is saying there's nothing wrong with the Chasima. You know why? Because Tosas holds that Chasima never has independent status, independent weight, according to Rav Elazar, to make krisis. It only is good enough to be a Raya. So then Tosas says, so therefore what's the Chasavua doesn't go on Chasima, goes on Ksiva. But if I would assume that Chasima can make krisis Rav Elazar, then I should be able to say that in that case, the Chasima needs Lishma, as the Rishonim say Lamaisa. But in Tosas, you can't bring it on this issue, because Tosas is on the other side of the fence on the whole issue to begin with. Again, this will get more clarified when we see the next Tosas further on. But again, I don't know how the Gra could use the Tosas Mizuv Mitocho to weigh in on this question. But I want to go back to the other Raya of the Gra. That's the way what Rishonim discussed. So a couple of you have your hands up, yeah. Moshe, Noah, and David, yeah.
Just the fact that Tosas uses, you see a couple other Gezeras in Rishonim, the fact that he uses this specific Gezera clearly means that he's putting an emphasis on Chasima, that Chasima could lead to people thinking that Chasima could be done by itself.
Granted,
carries some weight by itself.
Granted, Tosas has to say all this.
So but that's the Gra sees the window into the Tosas to say that Tosas might hold Chasima by itself carries a lot of weight, to say that maybe without Lishma we would be confused about Ksiva also.
Fine, everything is fine, but there's only one problem. The only reason why the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gra's arguing the Shulchan Aruch, the only reason the Shulchan Aruch says that Chasima Shelo Lishma is possibly the Raisa when you don't have Edi Mesira, is because the Shulchan Aruch goes in Shita Sarif that Edi Chasima by themselves, Rav Elazar would agree, can make krisis. Tosas doesn't agree with that riff, and therefore for Tosas it's clear that the Chasima should need Lishma. shouldn't need lishma, you know, it wouldn't be a problem if it's shilo lishma according to Rav Elazar, because chasima has no weight. If Rav Elazar concedes that chasima has weight, not just l'raya, but to make krisus, that's when we can start entertaining that chasima needs lishma in such a case. And that's the whole point that the Rav is going on. So how can you bring tosis in on this issue? I apologize for both sides. I brought this growing prematurely. Maybe after the Tosis Tekaim one, we'll come back and hear the Gra's Kash. I don't, what I'm asking on the Gra. I mean, the Tosis doesn't accept the riff on the question of Edi Chasima and Rav Elazar. So then, how can Tosis be brought in here? Yeah.
It's like similar. I don't know if Shavuot next Tosis. I don't know why. I think you can just read it in like the Gra says, and he doesn't agree with the riff because I haven't seen the riff inside. But according to the Rashba, it's because he said the came shevah mayim karti lishma bayi. But maybe that's what he argued on. The bayi lishma. He doesn't need but karti the chasima karti definitely has weight even according to
but not to make creases only.
Why not? It's a perfect thing. He could read
it. That's so Tosis is hold. Tosis holds not that way. That's the whole Tosis to Kaimelon. We'll see. Wait, we'll see very clearly in Tosis de Kaimelon that Tosis makes it very clear. According to Rav Elazar, Eidin Nisira must be there. Right now you're taking me on faith, but you'll see yourself in the Tosis. If that is true, then this whole discussion is a moot issue, according to Tosis. No, the whole question that the Gra is trying to bring up here is the following. If Eidin Chasima work independently, but you can also have another track. Eidim Mesira could work independently. Rav Elazar. But Rav Elazar would say Eidim Mesira could also. So now the question is the following. If I don't have Eidim Mesira, and I have Eidim Chasima, in a case like that, do I need Chasima Lishma? That's where this issue is going to come up. But Tosis is on the other side of the issue to begin with. He doesn't have Eidim Chasima by themselves.
So I thought that the way that we were reading it before was that really close to the time that you could have no agents to be, right? That was the way that you read it originally. It just happened to be because of like two types of chashash that like we felt that in originally you don't need really agents. Agents shul lishma wouldn't be an issue, right? That was the original.
I understand. Yeah, 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 right. Right.
And so I'm saying maybe the growth is harping on that original hobby that
even that
Etzem holds.
I hear you. So again. So fine. Tosis holds that the reason why it shouldn't be a Tosis asks, what's the problem with Ziv Mitocho? There's no need for a small coin to have a Lazar. There's no need. So what's the takara? So I'll tell you what the takara is. You might use the Eidi Chasima by themselves, and then you need Lishma. So from Tosis you see that you wouldn't need Lishma then either. That's the Gra. I understand. You can never use the Eidi Chasima by themselves. They wouldn't work by themselves according to Shitas of Tosis. So what did the Gra say? All Tosis said is, all I can see in Tosis is that there wouldn't be a problem with a riot. Either because even though there's a problem in the Chasima, it's still good L'raya, like the Bishka Rav Wimshan Tosfos, or because there's nothing wrong with the Chasima, so of course they're good L'raya. But the Gra's issue was, yeah, but maybe the problem is you might rely on them, if it's Shilo L'shma, you might rely on Chasima Shilo L'shma to make the krisus. The Teretz is, even in a case where they're by themselves, without any Sira, there wouldn't be a problem that increases if it's Shilo L'shma. You can have Chasima Shilo L'shma and make krisus also. But the Tosis doesn't hold that way. Tosis says they can never make krisus by themselves. So in Tosis Shita, there's no reason why you could imagine that there should be a takala. That's what Tosis says. There's no takala.
But that's after you introduce the suspicion. That's what I'm saying. That like really, your issue is that the Gra says that it's a kasha, right? That if you have a sima shalol lishma, this is kasha. No, that was your issue. Like, how could that be? If he told, that's what he's understanding. Tosis. So I'm saying that Tosis does hold that. Just happens to be that there's a suspicion that comes into play, and that's not like the maskana of Tosos, you know? That really Tosos holds that it should be kosher, but it happens to be that because we have this issue that maybe you'll have even a sign before anything happens, right? Or the other suspicion.
I understand all this is great, but the Gra says see Tosos, right? So, on. I give up. I don't know. Both. I don't know. I don't know. I hear your words. I don't hear what you're saying in terms of how you can square Tosis with the Gros Raya. Let me just again point out. Let's wait till we do Tosis to Kaimalan, and then if you want to come back here and fight it out, we'll do it. Okay. But hold on to this issue. Okay. Maybe something will change. Maybe we'll be able to see understanding what the Gemara is saying. I want to come back to the first Raya of the Gemara, right? What was the first Raya of the Gemara? The Gemara starts the sugya by saying, "Man haitana, who is it that holds in Shema Simu Shema?" Iva v'Lazza says the Gemara, "Ksiva Baruch Simu Lo Baruch." Right? Says the Gemara. What do you mean? Let the Gemara say the following. The case is, no. What's the case? The case is. No, you need Sira. So you need Ksiva Lishma also, and you need Chsimu Lishma also, because that's what carrying the get, that's what making the get a get. So that's the, so why not simply answer the kasha that? So look at the Ramban. Ramban starts off saying exactly what the Gemara said. That you see from the Gemara that you never need Chsimu Lishma, even if there's no Eidim Nisir. In other words, against the fact of the Shulchan. That's what's happening in Mark. The Ramban writes, this is, I gave you the wrong Dibba Maskel, I hope you realize that. I gave you Irav Meir, it's the next, Irav Elazar, the Ramban. I'm sorry. Okay, well you saw the Ritzvah though, so it's okay, good. But then if you look in the Ramban now, you'll see. Irav is a small piece. Irav Elazar, Ksiva Bayi, Simulo Bayi. Fact the Ramban. What's the Gemara's cash in the beginning of the Sugya? The af al gav the ikal of Rav Elazar, af edi chasim akarti. What does he mean? He means v'shita sarif that we're going to see mitzvah shem after the Tosis for Kaimelon. That even though Rav Elazar holds af edi chasim, in other words, edi chasim also akarti. Either one would be good enough. So, therefore, that's maybe why you need chasim l'shma in a case like that. Niyu, lo bayi lishma. But even if you're holding chasima are good enough for Rav Elazar without even the sira, but they wouldn't need lishma. Why? The hard the kasav achman v'chasav lo lishma aksivas get. The Torah's v'chasav remains limited to aksivas get, not to chasimas edim. The chasimas edim rekalameima. You can't tell me that the Torah's v'chasav is going to chasimas edim. Kivin shem ratzu enam chosmin. See, because I don't have to sign. So you can't tell me because means chazim, because then you have to sign too. Mashem Perg Beis. In a way, this is what the Rajbo is asking on the Rif also that we saw yesterday, in the middle of the Rajbo. That is, therefore, one shot in the Ramban, in Achimandi. You don't need chasim ul-shma, even though they would work to make priests. This is exactly Shita Sagra, correct? And shot in the Gemara. The Gemara brought the Kasha of the Gemara as a Raya to his Shita. The Ramban learns in the first shot exactly that. Why does the Ramban not like this? V'lo nihira. The imkain, hechi askinan, how does the Gemara end up by saying that what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Va'olam avalazar, v'mod of avalazar, what? Mizuyif mitocho. What does it mean? Hechi askinan, the hecha di ika edim, if you have edi chasima, it's worse, but you need what? You need the shema, that mizuyif mitocho, but what's the problem mizuyif mitocho? That you might come to rely on these edim by themselves. And it's shalom shema, which is no good. What's no good about it? You rely on these Eidim by themselves. They also are good with Shalom Lishma. The Kasav is going on the Ksiva. So what's Mizuyif Mitocho? You might rely on them. Rely on them for what? To make the get. But you can make the get with Eidim Chasima without Lishma on the Chasima. So Ha'amid, I feel Eidim Chasima B'chud will be in Lishma. V'rekalamechash to Masamech Harayu. In other words, how could you say Mizuyif Mitocho if there's no problem to begin with, if you're going to use them, there's no mizuyif mitocho either. So now we're back to, so therefore it seems clear to Ramban, not like the Gemara. Because otherwise, what did the Gemara answer? So therefore what you have to say on the Karach Yakshina. So really, the Gemara's assumption is if there's mizuyif mitocho that you might rely on them, it means that obviously relying on them will be a problem if it's Shiro Lishma. That means if you have them, you need Lishma. Meaning if they're making a get by themselves. So therefore, what's Mizuyif Mitocho? You might rely on them without Eidim Mesira. Even though now Eidim Mesira is here, so you can ignore the Eidim Chasima, but nevertheless, if you didn't have Eidim Mesira, you'd have Eidim Chasima making the whole get, and there you'd need Lishma. So therefore, la'olam, they need lishma if they're here. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So let the Gemara say we're talking in a case where there's lat, no eidei mesira. El mikor hachiyak shinan. Lama li litkune yachi? What do you mean talking to Tanei Nachta? V'aki yoyv lei b'fnei shayim yoyv lei. When you're giving it over, the din is that shliach haget, you're supposed to give it over b'fnei shnayim, in front of two or three people, v'havi lei d'mesira, v'silo tzarech midi. So the whole kasha goes, it doesn't start. Because every situation of the Mishnah is a case of eidei mesira. If I have eidei mesira, then I don't need chasim alishma. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Ksiva bai, ksiva lo bai. In achinami, Rav Elazar, without eidei mesira, would require chasim alishma. But hacha b'may askina, what's the Mishnah dealing with? A case where the shliach is giving over b'fnei shnayim. So I have eidei mesira, and that's the dinik, before netam, as we said, in front of two people. So they were eidei mesira to giving over the get. So they have eidei mesira, that's the Gemara's kasha. So chasim lo bai. So what did the Gemara answer? There's a cloud called Mizriyat Mitoch, which means that no, but since I might rely on these Edim without the Edim Mesira, and then I'll need Lishma, even though now I have Edim Mesira, now everything's fine, but I could rely on that independent Edim Mesira, and then there'll be a problem. So there's a Mizriyat Mitoch. So the Gemara is basically Machadesh, the cloud Mizriyat Mitoch. But the Kasha was clear, I have Edim Mesira. And Vesuo Midi means there's nothing to talk about. I mean, that's clearly the case. Which makes it peculiar then, what did the Grud do? How could the Grud brought this raya that in a case where there's no Edim Mesira, you still don't need the Shema and the Chasima? I mean, isn't the Ramban so perfectly correct that how could the Gemara say such a terrence? The case is Edim Mesira case. You have Edim Mesira, so of course, you know, the Gemara is asking, you don't need the Shema. The whole issue we're talking about is if I don't have Edim Mesira, but the case of the Gemara is there are. So Gemara couldn't say, how come my skin became, I got it. Now there are Edim Mesira. So now we have another problem in the Gemara. What is the Gemara bringing this value? The Ramban also originally said like that, but the Ramban asked from the fact that Gemara says, Mizrei Mitocho, and the Ramban says the real answer is that the Gemara is asking, well, I have Edim Mesira. So in a Hanavi, I have Edim Mesira. So what did the Gemara ask?
No,
I'm not saying Eidim Lishma. I'm talking about Chasima Lishma in a case of Eidim Lishma. If I have Eidim Lishma, do I need Chasimas, and I have the Chasimas Eidim, do I need Lishma? That's what the Gemara says in the end of the day, I do. Because the Mizriyat is Mitocho. However, I explain Mizriyat Mitocho, according to the Rishonim, means I might rely on these Eidim without Eidim Lishma. In which case, I'll need Lishma. But again, in a case of Eidim Mesira, I wouldn't need Lishma Me'ikar Adin. And if I didn't have Eidim Mesira, it sounds like I wouldn't need Eidim Lishma Me'ikar Adin. But the Gemara's kasha is that the Raza doesn't need Chasim Lishma if I have Eidim Mesira here. The Gemara says, yes, he does, Mizriyat Mitocho. The Gra wanted to bring a riot from the Gemara, but even when I don't have Eidim Mesira, still I don't need Lishma. Now, if you look in the Ritva also has two Mahalchim, but it goes in the other direction. Look in the Chiddush of Ritva. The Ritva starts off the same issue. Okay, the same kasha that the Gra asked and the Ramban asked, right? Fek the Gemara, E Rav Elazar, Ksiva Bai, similar Bai. Fek the Gemara, then how come you need Fainakta Bai Nachta? Says the Ritva, Chiddush of Ritva. The time of, because Rav Elazar holds Eidim Mesira Karati below Eidim Chasima. But wait a second, but we all know Rav Elazar again, this is the riff, that Rav Elazar holds Eidim Chasima Nami Karati, because the only machlokas is that Rav Meir says Eidim Mesira are not Karati, and Rav Elazar says Eidim Mesira are also Karati, but Rav Elazar agrees, Moda, the Eidim Chasima Karati, Kid of Inom Mema Kaman, like I'll say in Parakam Megarish, and we'll see soon in the Tosfos, and so on. So Rav Elazar also agrees, Chasima, Eidim Chasima could also make the krisus. Ikala Mema, says the Ritva. Afilachi, the Gemara has a good kasha. Because our case is a get either shliach. Because it's, and so we have Eidim Mesira. It was Sagya Barabachi. It's not possible not to have Eidim Mesira because you're giving over B'fnei Shnayim, B'fnei Shlosha. The Bazet, in a case like this, Lo Bai Chasim Lashma, I will be getting out of Eidim Chasim, B'lo Eidim Mesira. The whole time that I'm talking about that I need Chasim Lashma is what? If I don't have Eidim Mesira. I'm asking the case of the shliach. But in a chenami, ba'alma, if you have less, the chesin mishma. So that is the pshat that the Ramban came ended up with. The Ritva starts with that. And what is the Gemara's teretz? According to this, what's the Gemara's teretz? Says the Ritva a few lines down. That what? That when you megarish be'edim esira, I don't need chesin mishma. But the answer is, if I have Edom in the get, even though I had Edom Asira, you need Lishma because of Rav Abba. Because I might rely on these Edom independent of the Edom Asira. So apparently, what did the Maksha think? He didn't know Rav Abba. And the Matarit says, no, Rav Abba, that comes out according to this Pshat. Then the Ritva says a different Pshat. Inam Yesh Lomar. Now here, the Ritva is going to say like the first Pshat of the Ramban and like the Gra. But wait, only in the Kasha of the Gemara. See, that's the thing. The Gra says it, Ki'ilu Alivid the Emes. That's in the Kasha of the Gemara, now the Ritva says what the Ramban says initially. The Inami is Shlomar, Dachi Kamar. Everyone see that part of the Ritva? Inami. Dachi Kamar. I Rav Elazar, Ksiv Baruch Simul Obayi. Why? The Kiva the Rav Elazar, Edim Esir Karati. The Edim Hasima Ro Obayi, you don't need Edim Hasima necessarily. Why? Because you can have Edei Chasima without Edei Chasima. So you don't necessarily have to have Edei Chasima. So therefore, the Kasav Ra the Amar Rachmana, the Amakra, Lo Amar Era B'Ksiva B'Chodshi Ima Keves. So the only thing that the Torah requires Gishma on is on that which is Ma'akev. The Ksiva always needs to be there. The Chasima doesn't always have to be there. It could always go the route of Edei Chasima card. Avlo Achsima. And therefore, the afilu hu megarish be'edei chasima. Even if I'm going to use edei chasima, in which case I don't have edei mesira and I need edei chasima in this case, but since afshel garish below chasima, I could have gone the other route to go peter tole abu david ma'akev v'anu ksiva. The only thing I need for the shema is the thing that is absolutely ma'akev, namely the ksiva. So according to this, that was Gemara's kasha. So that's exactly what the Gemara said, correct? That if I have Edei Chasima without Edei Nesira, I still don't need Lishma, because the Chasav is going only on Ksiva, which is absolutely Ma'akev. But what did Gemara say in Teretz? Ufizat, what shifted in the Teretz? When the Gemara gives the Teretz of Rav Elazar Mezeif Mitocha, what did the Gemara say in that Teretz? What shifts? The Ufizat, says the Ritva, Ki Amar Kaman Ra'olam Avalezehi. Ahadarei, the Gemara is now answering, the Latke the Kasaka Daitach. It's not like you thought. What did you think? That Torah will ikpida ela alaksiva ma'akevis. That all the Torah was makbid on and saying in Yidu Shema is only on that which is ma'akev, meaning the ksiva, avro al-chasima. Dahani mili, when is that true? The Torah is not makbid on chasima. When is that true? Only hecha deresa. If you don't have the chasima, then the Torah says, you don't need chasima. No, you don't absolutely need chasima. That's the chasar. You can have the edim esira also. Avo hecha de isa umegarish be edim chasima de beina chasima lishma. I told hikpida a kol ksiva shabeget hikpida shehei lishma. Whatever is going to be there to make the get into a get, we need lishma. Kiv the edik siva tzvichi. Since the edik siva are needed here, they're part of a chasar blood. I'm megarish bo. They came and decayed. And since that is true, that the gra is not correct. That if you're there, you need them. If they're near by themselves, you need them. Nemeila, what follows from that is, even if I have the Mesira as well, I would also need Lishma on the Chasima. Since if I would have them independently, I would need Lishma because there they are necessary. In this case, they're necessary. They're making the Ksiva, they're making the get into a get, and they're part of the Ksiva, and if they're there, and there's no Edim Asira, so Memela, therefore, even if I'm not Megarish with them exclusively, I'm only using the Edim Asira, but I still need the Shema Midra Vabba, because I might rely on them when I'm using them by themselves. So what really is the Gemara changing? Is the Gemara Mechadish Ravabba's din? No. According to this chat, what the Gemara is Mechadish is against the Gra. In other words, the Shaka Vatay in the Gemara is going to hinge on that what? The Gemara knew that Rav Elazar would agree that you can have Edei Chasima without Edei Mesira. The question is, do you need Chasima Lishma in such a case? In the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara thought that you would not need Chasimah, because all the Chasav Chasimah Lishma, because all I need in the Chasav Law is only Ksiba, which is absolutely essential to the get. Chasimah, which is not necessary, you could have Edim Asira without Chasimah Edim. Therefore, the Chasimah doesn't need to be Lishma. Even if I had no Edim Asira. And therefore, the Gemara didn't have any reason, couldn't answer that Hachamay Askinan, that I have Edim Asira, that I have no Edim Asira. It still wouldn't matter. The Gemara says, no. You would need Lishma if I have just Edim Chasima. Memela, I have Mezuit Mitocho. I might rely on them when I don't, and use them without Edim Asira, and use Edim Chasima, and I need Lishma. These are the two Pshatim in the Ritva. But Chola, what I think, we still think we have to address, is Chola, the Ramban, who ended up saying, again, that even the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara was asking, and the Ritva says this as well in the first Pshat, the Gemara's, even if the Gemara would have wanted to say that maybe the case is where there's no Edim Asira, and then you would need Lishma, the Gemara couldn't say that, because we have Edim Asira. So what did the Gemara think? How could the Gemara brought the Raya from the Gemara that you never need Lishma, even if I don't have Edim Asira, I still don't need Lishma, because the Gemara should have said, we're talking about Edim Asira. But we have Edim Asira here. Like the Ramban pointed out, we have Edim Asira. You're giving it over B'fnei Shnai. So there is a chidush here. I'll share with you. It's a tremendous chidush. Naftali has in the shtickle Yan Edim Asira at the end of his piece, in the Daigen, the Rambam, that the din of Edim Asira Karti has a certain similarity to Edim Chasima, in that the Edim Asira have to be Edim Asira Midas HaMischayiv. Just like by Edim Chasima, the Baal says to the Edim, I am here to make Gerishin, and they sign and attest to that expression of desire to make Gerishin. The Edim Asira, it's not just that they're there and they see the Mesira Saget, but they, in a sense, have to be appointed by the Baal to be Edim Asira. Just the fact that they're there doesn't automatically mean that they function as Edim Asira to make into a get. Okay. Rav Naftali is Medaikus from the Rambam. So therefore, it comes out the following. You see, if we would hold L'mashal, a Shriach has to give it over B'fnei Shnayim, does not automatically mean that these Shnayim count as Edim Asira? It depends. If they were authorized by the Baal to be Edim Asira, then the B'fnei Shnayim that are there for the to make a Medik Daik, the Shriach to give it over, function as Edim Asira. If Edim Asira must be there, according to Rav Elazar, there could be no other way, because Tosis holds that you have to, then it comes out every situation of a Shriach Saget. It's understood that there have to be Edim Asira there. So it's ki'ilu built in that the Baal would tell the Shriach, I'm telling you, I'm authorizing you in my name to appoint these people that are going to be there and witness your B'fanai Nechtav to be Edim Asira, because that's the only way for Gerishin to be accomplished. So if you hold that you must have Edim Asira, then whatever you need to appoint the Shluchim, the Edim as Edim Asira, would be assumed to be such by the Shliach giving it over B'fnei Shnayim, because that's how it has to happen. But if we hold like the Rif, that you really could have a get without Edim Asira, if I have Edim Chasima, that would also work. So then it comes out that the fact that the Shliach is giving over B'fnei Shnayim doesn't automatically mean that they're Edim Asira, because it's not assumed that they're going to be acting as Edim Asira. If they were not appointed by the Baal to be there as Shluchei HaBaal, that the Baal gave over his Das Mischayev to these Edim Asira, and it doesn't have to mean that he did, because there are Edim Chasima on the get after all, so then the fact that they happen to be there doesn't automatically make them Edim Asira. Could be that with that idea we have a plan for the Gra, why the Gra had a riot, that the Gemara should say that who says that they were appointed to be Edim Asira here? The fact that they are Shnayim that witness the Fire Nechtav doesn't mean they're Edim Asira, because it doesn't have to, who says they were appointed to be Edim Asira? In which case, the Gemara should simply say that they're not really Edim Asira, formally Edim Asira. And that's why you need Chasim Lishma. The because without Eidi Mesira, I need Chasim Lishma. Says the Gemara, you see from here that even without Eidi Mesira, you still don't need Chasim Lishma. Chora, you have to say something like that. Otherwise, again, the Gemara's right doesn't make any sense. The Gemara's case is obviously a case of Eidi Mesira. So what did the Gemara ask? The Gemara should answer, how come I skin without Eidi Mesira? We have Eidi Mesira here. He's giving it over from Eidi Mesira. The answer is Eidi Mesira need to be appointed as Eidi Mesira. And again, you can't assume they're appointed because you didn't have to have them for the krisus to happen, according to the Rif. So therefore, the Gemara should say they weren't appointed. They just happened to be there for the Shliach's declaration, but they're not functioning as Eidi Mesira. Chidush. That's maybe what you can say. The Ritva has a third mahalach. I don't know if you have a chance to see that last paragraph, which is interesting also. According to the third pshat, the Gemara's kasha is as follows. Rabbi Lezer would never need, in the same time, in the same get, Ksiva Lishma and Chasima Lishma. In other words, as follows. If Rabbi Lezer agrees that Eidi Chasima are sufficient, like the Rif, to make Krisus, so even if I'll grant you that they need Lishma, but you know what? If they will need Lishma, then what won't need Lishma? The Ksiva. In other words, if the ones who make the get into a get are going to be the Edim, and the Blazer would agree that that could also work, then you only need the Chasim Lishma, you only need Ksiv Lishma. And that's what the Gemara will be asking. Siva Bai, Ksiv Bai, meaning, again, if you have Edim Mesira, and then Chasim Bachal doesn't need to be Lishma, and if you tell me, the Gemara doesn't need to spell it out, if you tell me that we'll talk about a case that there are no Eidi Mesira, again, leaving aside the issue of the Shnayim that he gives it over to. You want to talk about a case with Eidi Mesira? But then you only need Chasima, like Rav Meir, and not Ksiva. And the Rishonim are assuming, and the Gemara is assuming, that Ksiva will always be needed, Lishma. And the Shaila is, do you need Lishma and the Chasima if you don't have Eidi Mesira? The Gemara is assuming here later that no, if I have Eidim on the Chasima and not Eidi Mesira, then I'll only need Lishma and the Chasima, not on the Ksiva. And that would be the Gemara's kash. So he works at that also. That's the third mahalach in how to read the Gemara. Okay, I want to do one more thing on this, and then we'll do next to Tosis. And one more nekuda on Zeif Mitocho. The question of whether this is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Zeif Mitocho. So according to so far we saw in Tosfos, and even the Rishonim that we saw now, it's a din, a you might rely on the Eidei Chasima. Without Eidei Mesira, you might come to do Ksiva, Shelo Lishma, whatever the Gzeira might be. It's a psul midrabbanan. But there are those, that the Rif quotes and Rambam quotes, that say that Mizuit Mitoko is a din d'oraisa. Rashi later, on Daf Tes, Daf Yud, when the Gemara talks about by Akum, Ksimas Akum, seems to also say, like Tosis here, that it's a din d'rabbanan, that you might come to rely on using them. Rashi says either you might come to be Moser Bifnehem. Rashi says in one place you might rely on them Leraya. Rashi says in another place you might come to be the Mesira in front of them. So it's a Gzeir Midrabbanan. Rashi here doesn't give us any, in a case of here by get, doesn't really give us any sense of what it's Drabbana Doraisa. Pashtus, you should say, Rashi goes like he says later, it's Drabbana. The problem is that Rashi in Sanhedrin, the Gemara has a case of Mizrit Mitocho in Sanhedrin Chavches. We'll see in the beginning of Tosis, the Kaimel and Tosis quotes it, there should be Gemara. Here. So the case there, Mishdama Tana, that had two brothers-in-law signed on the Shtar Matana. And Rav Yosef said, Zil, he said to the Mekabo Matana, Zil Kanye de Eide Mesira. So we can use this Eide Chasima, who are Psulim, are Kroven. But if you have other Eidim that come and testify that he gave you this star, the Nosen gave you this star in their presence, that says, I am giving you this as a matana, this, whatever it is, star, this land is a matana, and they will testify that they saw the Mesiras Hashtar Matana to the Mekabel, then it will be yours. Then you can take title to this matana because you have Eidei Mesira, that you received the star from the Nosen, because he holds a Rav Elazar. And this is one Tosis writes that even by Shashtaris, we hold like Rav Elazar, that Eidei Mesira Karti. Fet the Gemara, Fet the Baye on Rav Yosef. What's the Kasha? The Ha'amah Rav Abba. Moda, Rav Elazar of Mizrahi Mitocho. How can you accept Eidim Mesira and Ishtar Matana? I have problematic chasimos. They're Krovin. Rav Elazar is Moda Mizrahi Mitocho. Zok Rashi. Mizrahi Mitocho, Shechasmu Bo Eidim Surim, Shehu Paso. Zok Rashi further, to the Mai Konile Bahishkara, how can you acquire with the star, Haishkara Chasba Bialmahu? The star is garbage. It's nothing. It's a piece of pottery. Rashi adds, when the Gemara raises a question, Chavches on the base, the bottom line of the Rashi, the last line of Rashi, the Mizriyat Mitocho, such as Chasm Bapsulim, Rashi adds that how can the star work if you have Eidei Chasima that are puzzle in the star? How can Rav Elazar say Eidei Mesira Karati? He would agree it's no good. Why? Because how can you acquire with the star? The star is a piece of garbage. Star chas v'biyamahu. What does it sound like from Rashi? Say it as Rabbana? Or Pesul Reis? Chas v'biyamahu, it's nothing. So what do you say here? Here you have these Shonim that say all the time that is a Pesul Reis. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says here, that test of Yud, that it's Xer, you might come to me Moser in the present, you might rely on them Lidaya, Xer is Rabbana. If you have Eidim Sulim in the star, in the get. And here Rashi says, that may be what? That it'll be possible with the rice? So Chora, what we begin to think about is the following. Maybe the difference here is Rashi's talking by Shtamatonic. Right? And Rashi by us in Gittin is talking by Gittin. So what would be the difference? By Shar Shtaris, and by Gittin would only be Pesud Rabbana. Why? What could be the Pshat in general that Zuyit Mitoch is a Pesud Doraisa? What could be the Svar here? What's the Pshat? Eidei Mesira Karati. You can remove the Eidei Chasim. Imagine they're not here. So why would it be a pseudo rice? I can imagine it's Rabbanan, they can pass it, you might rely on them, whatever it is. But if I have here enough that the star should be valid with Eidei Mesira, why would it be a pseudo rice? What could be the logic of it? Can anyone think of a star? What could be the pshat? Why would it be a pseudo rice? What? Why? We get star even. Don't we star?
A star or like. What
could be the pshat? Eidei Mesira help, right, to make a star into a star. Right? Now, Eidei Chasima, according to Rav Elazar, so that's what we're talking about now. Can they also make a star into a star? So let's assume right now, leave out Kasha and the Rashi in general. Let's go with the Rif. Okay? So the Rif says, Eidei Chasima can also make a star into a star. But if you didn't have them, so you can have Eidei Mesira make the star. But if Eidei Chasima contribute to making a star into a star, if you didn't have Eidei Mesira, that would carry everything. The Shita Sif that we're discussing right now. So it could be the following. Eidei Mesira are coming along at a later point. It's already been signed. But wait, once it's been signed with Psul, and the Chasimas make the Shtar into a Shtar, but wait a second, it was a Chasima Psula. So now the Shtar has been stamped as a Pasul Shtar, with Eidei Chasima that are Pasul. Because these are, Eidim make a Shtar into a Shtar as well, the Lezer agrees. But if the Pasul are Eidim, then the Shtar already has a Chalos Psul with the Eidim Psula. So now the Eidei Mesira cannot undo the damage that has already been done in the Shtar. The Shtar is stamped as a Shtar Pasul. Now the Eidei Mesira cannot make a Shtar Pasul into a Shtar Kasher. If it's a blank slate, it's just not yet finished, it's not completed yet, then come the Eidei Mesira according to Rav Elazar, and they can also make the Shtar into a Shtar by virtue of witnessing the Mesira. That's if you don't have any Eidim. But if I have Eidim, and the Eidim are Pasul, so now I have already a star puzzle. Because Eidi Chasima also worked for Avalaza. Okay? This Shita Sarif. Af Eidi Masira Kard. So if I have a star parcel, so now Eidi Masira are not going to save that. They can't undo the damage. That could be the smart way. Mizimi Tokh is a pseudo rice. That's the case. Maybe we have Mahalchas follows for Rashi. What is Shitas Rashi about this question? About whether, according to Rav Elazar, you can also go the route of Eidi Chasima as well, and not Eidi Masira. So when it comes to Get, Rashi is clear a number of times in Gittin that Rav Elazar always requires Eidi Masira. Rashi's Rashi in Chavbeza Mebeis, the top Rashi. Rav Elazar he the Amar Chasimas Eidi Minatora. Eina min haTorah, v'lo sagi l'meisva v'lo eidei mesira. The inner of the adi krisis. Lashon Rashi is what? It's impossible to give over a get isha without eidei mesira. Shitas Rashi is not like the Rif. You cannot have a get isha without eidei mesira. There must be eidei mesira there. Rashi on Samach Dalet. Also, is the last Rashi here? Rav Elazar Ida Amar Ein Get Kasher V'Lo Eidei Mesira. The signal in Lashon Rashi, very clear. You cannot have a kasher get without not Eidei Mesira can also work, as opposed to Rav Meir who does not accept the model of Eidei Mesira. Rav Elazar holds you cannot have a get kasher V'Lo Eidei Mesira. Now that is true by get isha. What about shashtas? So there is a sheet, it's not as explicit in Shitas Rashi, but there is a sheet in Mekubetzes in Ksubas Ayin Beis, I believe, that wants to say, maybe from the Maduras of Rashi, that when it comes to Shar Shtaris, Rashi will hold that Rav Elazar would agree that you can have Eidei Chasima as well without Eidei Mesira. There is a tzad like this at the end of Tosus, the Kai Malan. Again, I'm laying the groundwork for the Tosus that we're going to be doing tomorrow, the Kai Malan. That Tosus suggests a basis to Mechal between Gittin the Kiddushin on the one hand and Mammon on the other, that you can have by Mammonis, you can have Eidei Chasima and not need Eidei Mesira. Tosus goes, whatever the reason Tosus gives, the Hesbra has to be worked out. We're not getting into the nitty gritty right now. Take for granted whatever the Svar will be, we'll have to explain why there's a difference. But if you can grant this much, that Shitas Rashi will be, that when it comes to Get Isha, you must have Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasima will not be sufficient. However, Ashar Shtaris, Rashi will agree, like to the Shita Sarif, in principle, that you can have Eidei Chasima alone. If that's the case, we have a beautiful Mahalach for Rashi. Why would Rashi hold by Ashar Shtaris, Chaspa B'Alma, that it's not good Midaraisa, and by Get Rashi says only Psod Ravana? Simple. Go ahead.
I don't understand how you could say there's a pseudo-rise by Star Staros. That's right. Because it's completely, the entire Star is just something that Rabbanim are attacking. I'm saying
the whole notion of Star.
Yeah, it's just used as a Masa Kinyan. So if it's no Star, then when you hand it over, then there's no Masa Kinyan. There's nothing there.
How do you know that Star is, there's no concept of Star Midaraisa? So it's sitting that way.
There is, but I'm not sure. I mean, you know. The idea of
Get in
the Sefer
Kriyas
was that.
Instead. So that could be a matter of the Din of Star in general. It's Eidus. That's so Pashit that it's not. It could be a Din Daraisa. Maybe the Makkah will be by Get, but the notion of Star. But why would it be a Psul Gomor when you use that kind of terminology? Why would it be Chaspa B'Alma? Simple. Because if Rashi holds that by Shav Shtaris, Eidi Chasima would also work, the reason we haven't given, we haven't explained why it should be different. But we showed that Rashi holds by Get that Eidei Mesira are indispensable. Eidei Chasima could not work. If we hold that by Shar Shtaris, Eidei Chasima could work also, comes out that I have already a Shtar that was made, but it already is a Shtar Pasul. The damage is done, therefore Eidei Mesira will not be able to turn the clock back and make it Kasher once it's become Pasul. It's become a Shtar Pasul already because Eidei Chasima contribute to make it into a Shtar. But wait, they're Eidei Mesulim. Therefore the Shtar is already a Shtar Pasul. Eidei Mesira can undo the damage. However, by Gad, since Shitas Rashi Rishitasa, is that you must have Eidei Mesira, means that nothing's happened. It's still a blank slate. Eidei Chasima didn't do anything. Therefore, for Rashi, by Gad, the most you can say is it's only a Gzeira Midrabanan, because it's not going to be Chasma B'Yam. Why do we call it the same terminology in Zvi Mitocho, if it's really a different idea? It Teretz is midrabbanan. They created the same paradigm of a doraisa. Midoraisa, it would mean that it's a shtar pasul, therefore you can't undo the damage. The rabbanan failed because of the gezeirah they made. Shema yismoch aleihem l'raya, maybe you will be samach on them to be moser lifneihem. Therefore, because of that concern, the chachamim pasul the shtar. Therefore, they created already a shtar pasul that the edim mesir won't be able to salvage. Midaraisa, you wouldn't have a shtar pasul yet, because midaraisa, I don't have any problem with chasima. But if the rabbanim created a problem in the chasima, because they said, well, we're afraid it might come to this, to that. So therefore, the chum created a psul in the chasima. Therefore, you have now midrabbanim, the equivalent of the mizvei mitocho of chasma b'yalma. But it's not going to be mitstam chasma b'yalma. It's only that it's considered a shami yismach alei, and the mele goes into the cloud of mizvei mitocho. So again, that could be a very, very appropriate mahalach for Rashi. Again, it's building on a couple of assumptions. The basic yisod would be that mizvei mitocho would be doraisa if you view it as a shtar pasul already that can't be changed. It's already locked in as a shtar pasul. So you can't. It's different when it's not yet a shtar to make into a shtar. When it's already a shtar pasul because you had already a mechanism that creates a shtar and the mechanism was already faulty, such as Eidim Sulim, that is worse than having no mechanism at all. Therefore, by get, where that mechanism is not there, you don't have the option of Eidim Chassima if you hold that, Rashi holds that way. Therefore, Mizim Mitoch is only Rabbanan. Bashar Shtaris, on the other hand, could be the rice. Should we try doing Tosfos? What do you think? Yeah.
Well, I just understand why in Malanos it would be.
That I didn't explain. I emphasize again. I didn't explain to you why it should be that. Basically we've done today is we've worked with a lot of the concepts that we haven't really seen inside the Tosfos and the Rif yet. But I've already assumed that we can help cup enough that we can then approach it with a fresh mind. Basically, there is a machlokes Tosfos and the Rif. I mean, Tosfos, more than Tosfos and more than the Rif on either side, but Machokas Rishonim, again, Shitas Rav Elazar, that Ede Mesira Karti, does that mean that you must have Ede Mesira, and Ede Chasima would not work? Or does Ede Mesira Karti mean Ede Mesira can also be called without Ede Chasima, but not to the exclusion of Ede Chasima alone also? That is a major Machokas. We pointed out the Shitas Rashi in Gittin twice, Samach Dawud and Chav Beis, is that you must have Edim Asira. Tosfos Shita is, on the bottom here as well, you must have Edim Asira. Shita Sarif and Pesach HaShulchan Aruch is that Edim Chasima would also work for Rav Elazar, but Edim Asira, Edim Chasima would work and Edim Asira would work. And Rav Meir says, no, only Edim Chasima would work. We've seen some of the implications of this issue in terms of Mizuyif Mitocha. Because according to the Rif, we have a simple pshat of Mizuyif Mitocha. Now, first of all, the Rif brings those who say it's a din d'oraisa. Fine. But the Rif doesn't accept that, and neither does the Rambam. What is the Gzeirah Midrabanan if it's only Midrabanan? Simply, you might come to rely on these Edim, not just Leraya. You might come to rely on these Edim Sulim to create the Kenyan, to create the Gerush. And the Pasul. Either the Pasul is a carnal Pasul, or they're pasul because it's Shelo Lishma. Now, if you plug that into Shelo Lishma, then what are you assuming? That if you have Edi Chasim alone for Rav Elazar, you would require Lishma in that case. That's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. That the Gra disagrees with. The Gra feels that the Kasav is going only on Ksiva for Rav Elazar, and Chasima never needs Lishma, even if I don't have Edi Mesir. The Gra brought a raya from Tosfos, which we did not understand why it's a raya from Tosfos. Tosfos Bechai doesn't accept the whole notion of Edi Chasima working for Avelazah, so it shouldn't be a raya from Tosfos at all. The Gra brought a raya from the beginning of the Sugya. But the Gemara didn't want to simply answer that Avelazah needs Chasima Lishma in a case where there's no Edi Chasima. We noted that the Rishonim already addressed that question. The Rishonim had such a tzad in the Chanami that the Gemara is asking the Kasha because Avelazah would not require Chasima Lishma. Right, in a case even if there are no Edim Mesira, like the Gra said. But the Ramban didn't like that, because the Ramban says, but the Gemara says, what Mizuyif Mitocho means, I might rely on these Edim Chasima by themselves. Clearly that means that they're by themselves, they do need Lishma. In a Chinami, the Ritva wants to say that would be what the Gemara's Machadish later, not that the Gemara's Machadish Mizuyif Mitocho. The Gemara's machadesh that indeed there's a problem of Mitzvah Mitocho because you do need Chasim Moshma if they're by themselves. And that Gufa is where the Shaka V'Tari of the Gemara hinges on. But the Rambam gives another teretz, and he says, no, it's not because of that. Really, when they're by themselves, really, you would need Chasim Moshma. So why doesn't Gemara say that Hachamaya Skin would know the Mitzvah? Because we have Eidim Mitzvah. The Haraya, he gives it all the Fnei Shnai. What was the Gra thinking? He brought Rav Naftali. The Gra was thinking that just because there are two people watching here in front of Nechta doesn't make them Eidim Mitzvah. Eidim Mitzvah need to be appointed by the Baal, just like Eidim Chasim have to hear Dasa Mitzvah. Eidim Mitzvah have to be told you are Eidim Mitzvah. If you have to have Eidim Mitzvah, then it could be built in that the Shliach giving it over is viewed as giving over to Eidim Mitzvah, because clearly the Shliach has to authorize them, because the Baal knows he won't be able to negayish otherwise. But if you could have gone with Eidim Chasimah, then you don't have to automatically assume that they're Eidim Mitzvah just because they're there. There are two people that see it. Big chiddush, but that's what the Gra would say. He also came back and said that with this issue of Mizrit Mitocho and the Rif and the Tosfos, we could try to explain what exactly Shitas Rashi about Mizrit Mitocho. Rashi in Sanhedrin seems to say it's a Psul B'Ikar Adin, Chasva B'Alma. Rashi, yes, in Gittin sounds like it's a Drabana. It could be that the Yisod of why it would be a Din D'Oraisa. Why would be a Din D'Oraisa Mizrit Mitocho is because when I have a star that was made into a star already, because I have a mechanism that went into the star that's normally good enough to make into a star, and that mechanism was faulty, then the Eidim Mitzvah cannot change a star pasul into a star kasher. That would assume that Eidim Chasimah for Rabbi Elazar would also be good enough independently to make into a star, like the Shita Sarif. So if you hold like that, then you can hold Eidim Chasimah that are improper, create a star pasul already. It could be that Rashi, when it comes to get, would not hold that way, because Rashi holds, as we saw, that by get you need Eidim Mitzvah Mamish. So until you get to Eidim Mitzvah, I don't have a star at all. Therefore, there's nothing wrong that they have to undo any damage. There's no star yet. Therefore, it's only the Ravana. Mashiachin by Shtar Matana, if we accept that there's a distinction, which we have to explain why it should be that way, that Rav Elazar would agree by Shtar Shtaros that Eidim Chasimah could also work. So then, in that case, it would be a Tzul D'Oraisa. That's kind of where we're going. So we stressed a number of issues that are Negeah, the next Tosus, but it ties in very much to Mizrit Mitocho. One of the other Rebbeim I was talking about told me he only did the bottom Tosus first and then came back to Mizrit Mitocho, because part of Mizrit Mitocho touches on the issues of the bottom Tosus. I gave you guys a little more credit, hopefully rightfully so, that you're able to help up a little bit with the Indian that we discussed today, even though we didn't quite do it inside. So tomorrow, we have the two Tosus in, the little ones. There is a Rajba later, if you want to take a peek at it, on the Tosus of Atshev Tehei. I'll just give you the Maram Malkum if you want to look at the Rajba quickly. The Tosus Atshev Tehei, there's a Rajba later on that Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil, Rabbi Yehuda Posel. Just to get to that little Tosus. And then start on the kind of thing. That's the real hatosis, the kind of one.
Is it possible to start right here now?
Yeah.